welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, make sure you definitely can stalk me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out there. And check out the Sean Green Show YouTube page. All the cool stuff is there on the Sean Green Show YouTube page. A lot of stuff to throw at you there. This week, definitely going to bring him in. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He is on a Super Celebrity Hotline right now. He's joining me. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
The same old stuff, man. Movies, 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 and more movies. So now we have the MTV Movie Award nominations. They're out. You have an article on Movies.com about it. And you know, they have a lot of different categories that's not, you know, in tune with the conventional award shows.
Yeah, you'd think the award season's over when the Oscars end, but no. Here comes MTV. And you know what's interesting? Yeah, they have, like, Best Fight, Best Kissed, Best WTF Moment. They have all kinds of really crazy categories, which kind of makes it fun. You know, some look at their nominations for Movie of the Year, and you think, like, it kind of better reflects the popular vote more than the Oscars do. And, you know, MTV's geared more for the young people than the Oscars, but I think, you know, it would be great if the Oscars sort of met somewhere in the middle. Like, if you look at the Movie of the Year nominations at MTV, you have American Sniper, Boyhood, Whiplash, Selma, all nominated for Oscars Best Picture, but then you also have The Fault in Our Stars, Gone Girl, Guardians of the Galaxy, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, and it's just a nice mix.
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed movies, but then also movies that did really well at the box office that a lot of people loved. So I like that mix, so they did a good job there.
Yeah, especially with Guardians of the Galaxy and Fault in Our Stars, because I thought both of those movies were pretty good. And, you know, they wasn't mentioned at all in the Oscars. Is there any particular reason why is it always been that way?
I think it's just because you're looking at the voting pool of the Academy. And, you know, a lot of them are older, a lot of them are old school in the way they vote, and they kind of vote for art house movies, you know? Films like Guardians of the Galaxy and The Fault in Our Stars just aren't deemed Oscar-worthy, you know? It's just this weird sort of criteria that they have, you know, and a specific season and a kind of movie. And you watch a movie and you watch a performance and you're like, okay, I could see that being nominated for an Oscar. And as much as people loved Guardians of the Galaxy, I really dug the film. It's just like, I could see the Academy kind of laughing, like, oh, we're not going to give that Best Picture, you know? Which, I, to be honest with you, I think they should start thinking along those lines, because a lot of people are going to see these movies and loving these movies. And if you want more people to tune into the Oscars, then maybe you start nominating the movies that people are actually going to see.
Yeah, and that was my entire argument for years about the Oscars. I'm like, I like the whole, you know, pomp and circumstance of the Oscars, but a lot of the movies that they actually nominate are movies that, you know, I just, you know, have no interest in really watching unless somebody forces me to watch them. And I do try to watch some of these movies that's, you know, nominated for Oscars so I can say, okay, this does deserve to be, you know, best film and or best director or best actor or best actress.
Yeah, I mean, they're good films. You know, Birdman is a really great film, but, you know, I think it entertains in a lot of ways, as does Guardians of the Galaxy. That entertains in a lot of ways, you know, and to kind of put one on a much lower pedestal than the other, I just don't think it's fair, because I found them both to be widely entertaining movies.
Great, great. So what do we got coming out this week?
This week we got a movie called Chappie. I would think that's the big one. It's directed by Neil Blomkamp, and this is a guy who did District 9. He also did the movie Elysium. And he does these really futuristic films that are kind of brainy, that have a lot going on in them. And this one kind of reminds me of, like, Short Circuit, if you remember that film.
Yeah, Johnny Five, yeah.
Yeah, and this is based on a short film that he also made, sort of about, you know, a future force where there's this mechanized police force, and they're creating these robots, and this one robot robot sort of gets deprogrammed, and he's able to feel and think like a human, and sort of what happens when that happens. And that's what kind of the, where this film goes. Charlton Copley, who starred in Neil Blomkamp's other films, he stars in this one, as does Hugh Jackman, Dev Patel, Sigourney Weaver. And speaking of Sigourney Weaver, it's very interesting. A lot of the conversation around this film had to do with another Alien movie, which we actually just found out last week. Neil Blomkamp, who directs Chappie, at the same time he was working on Chappie, was working on like a fun project for an Alien sequel. He put some of the art out on the internet, and everybody freaked out for it. And just last week, 20th Century Fox said, you know what, we're going to let you make an Alien sequel. And I think Sigourney Weaver, who is in Chappie, has also agreed to be in it. So next from Neil Blomkamp, the Chappie director, we're getting an Alien sequel.
Yeah, and also with Chappie, as actual characters, the South African hip-hop duo, Antwoord, they're actually going to be in this movie, and I enjoy their music, so I want to see if they can actually act.
They're a very interesting duo in the film, and so check them out, and there's a lot of conversation happening on Twitter about their presence in the film, and it makes for an interesting conversation, so check that out. But I would recommend Chappie. I think that's a cool film, especially if you're a sci-fi nerd. You dig that kind of stuff.
All right, great. And what else do we have here?
Then we have a comedy, kind of an R-rated, raunchy comedy called Unfinished Business, starring Vince Vaughn, Dave Franco, who's James Franco's younger brother, who's also in Neighbors last year. And this is kind of about a couple of businessmen hard-partying, going on a business trip to Europe to kind of close this big deal, and all kinds of shenanigans happen. If you can, imagine what goes on a business trip with a movie starring Vince Vaughn. You can only imagine. So, just a lot of raunchy humor, funny humor, funny stuff. I think that it's a good film. I feel like I really like corporate humor. Office Space is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. So films that kind of deconstruct the corporate environment and what goes on, as this particular one is like a business trip. I think those are fun to watch. So if you like Vince Vaughn, who's still hanging in there, got to give Vince Vaughn credit. He's still hanging in there. Go see this. And I like Dave Franco. I think he's kind of an emerging actor, especially in the comedic genre. I think he's doing some really fun stuff right now. So that Franco family, talented guys.
And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure if you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis. Make sure you check him out there on Twitter. We got Chappie. Make sure you check that out this weekend. And Unfinished Business, starring Vince Vaughn. Make sure you check that out. And also, go to Movies.com. That's Movies.com. Check out the MTV Movie Awards nominees, Eric Davis article there on Movies.com. All the great stuff is there. All the news is there on Movies.com. So make sure you check it out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.